Welcome to On Time in Full, a podcast from Designed Conveyor Systems.
Hello, everyone. My name is Gabrielle, and on this episode of On Time in Full, we are thrilled to have Jeff Waller, President and CEO of Waller & Associates, and Kurt Kincaid, EVP of Solutions and Growth at Designed Conveyor Systems, join us here today. We're going to be discussing the recent acquisition of Waller & Associates by DCS and its industry impact, exploring how this acquisition combines strategic consulting with robust material handling solutions, which ultimately benefits clients across commercial and government sectors. They're going to be sharing their insights on supply chain management evolution, strategic decisions behind the acquisition, and the anticipated industry enhancement. So go ahead and join us for today's episode. It's going to be exciting. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So to start off, let's get straight into the conversation. I mean, what inspired you to found Waller & Associates in 2009? And just how has the company evolved over the years? So if you could start us off.
Well, yeah. So thanks, Gabrielle. Appreciate that. It's great to be here today. Thinking back to 2009, to be completely honest with you, the market was in tough shape. The economy was in tough shape in 2008, 2009. And it was probably the wrong time to start a consulting business. So it was difficult then. One of the things that helped us to start in business was we immediately became a government subcontractor. So we worked with government entities like General Dynamics and SAIC and Leidos to work in the government sector, because at the time the commercial sector was in difficult shape. So I had previously worked with Ernst & Young. I was their business risk services leader globally for 5 years, and had worked on the consulting side at Manhattan Associates, which is a supply chain software solutions company, prior to opening my own firm. And in 2009, two other gentlemen that I had worked with in the past and I started a business, and that's really what got us rolling. The government sector really helped us take off, and the evolution from there included much more on the commercial side as the economy got better. And we are probably 75% commercial now and 25% government, but we still have some really good government clients.
Well, let's also describe your firm's philosophy towards supply chain management, and just also ultimately what sets Waller & Associates apart from other consulting firms.
So we feel like we're significantly different from other consulting firms. First of all, we have been an independent consulting firm for the entire 15 years that we were in business. We were not associated with any software solution providers or anything like that, which a lot of consulting companies are. The other thing that really sets us apart is the management of Waller & Associates really comes from a operational background. Myself, I have two managing directors, Dan Denton and Al Ritchie, who work with me. We're all 30 plus year guys in the industry, and we lead every single one of our projects. So it's not like when you come to Waller & Associates, you're going to get, a person right out of school, running your project. You're going to have a very senior person who has a lot of diverse supply chain experience working on your project and leading your project.
Well, let's also turn it over to you, Kurt. I mean, what prompted the acquisition by Design Conveyor Systems, and how was the partnership formed initially?
Yeah, we started the path of consulting here at DCS about 4 to 5 years ago. And we continuously grew our portfolio of values-added services that we provided our clients as a system integrator, which was really focused on the four walls, where we had a lot of opportunities that we were actually partnering with Waller own, because we did not have the skill sets or the service offerings that Waller has in his portfolio of service offerings. So when we kept partnering with them over a duration of a few years, we figured out that this marriage between the two companies really benefited each other because they had service offers we didn't, and we had service offers that they didn't. So it, plus the culture of the two companies just meshed very well. And it just worked as a really nice marriage for the two companies. So that's what drew us to them.
Well, what exactly meshed well? I mean, let's discuss the synergies between Waller and Associates and DCS. So how do these synergies have so far benefited your clients? How do you see them in the future benefiting your clients? What are some of those synergies?
Yeah, I mean, the way they approach their processes of evaluating, being an operational-driven, data-driven solution provider, understanding how every decision that is made will affect the operation and the end user. If you look at the way Waller approaches their stuff, is very similar to the way Design Conveyor Systems approaches our solutions. Now, we never did the network analysis. We're not into specking out the WMSs. Those type of service offerings are all four wall offerings that we really needed to continue to add value. And we could have grown those organically, but it would have taken us longer to go to market. So adding Waller expedited our offerings to our clients and gave us immediate service offerings that just would have taken a lot of time to build. Jeff, do you want to add on to that?
Yeah, absolutely. And it really complemented Waller and Associates as well. So as Kurt mentioned, you know, we had been partners for several years prior to the acquisition. And it's because DCS offers solutions that we didn't, right? So as a consulting company, we didn't offer equipment. We didn't offer software. We didn't offer the solutions that DCS has. One of the great pieces of this that's different from acquisitions of other companies, consulting companies, by integration companies, is that we are remaining independent. So our clients certainly have the opportunity to take advantage of DCS's solutions, but they're not obligated to. And so that's the unique piece of it that people need to understand, is that when Kurt and the ownership of DCS and I were having discussions, it was important to everyone that we stay independent. So that is a unique feature of this relationship and one of the key reasons it works for clients. So now a client that hires Waller and Associates to do some front-end consulting, some strategic consulting up front, has the ability to use DCS's solutions for a full implementation of their solution. Whereas prior, we would have to turn that over to DCS as a partner, a suggested partner, a trusted partner to do that work. So it really benefited Waller and Associates clients as well, because now they have a one-stop shop for their hardware, software solutions that we'll spec for them.
And let's look a little bit to the future as well. I mean, what are some of the key areas and trends that y'all are going to be focusing on to drive growth and innovation in the market over the next few years?
Yeah, so one of the big benefits for Waller and Associates is there's a lot of synergies between DCS and Waller and Associates, which is why we worked together in the past. So the DCS brings a great group of people with a diverse set of skills that we can now call on. So as we go to market and as we expand our services that we were already working on and building those services, it really is going to benefit our client, because we can do more now. We can do more with internal resources, where in the past sometimes we had to go out and sub some things out. So there's a lot more potential to really service our clients better by offering them more. And the plan is to continue growing Waller and Associates. and really be a stronger player than we already are in the market.
Yeah, and I would even take it a step further a little bit. I mean, we have been over the last few years developing products of our own. One of our biggest products is Datum. It's a software that we've developed as a WES. And by bolting on Waller onto the DCS portfolio of companies, they bring an operational expertise to our company, which is very important when we're dealing with our WES, because they're advising, hey, this is something that y'all need to be more effective for your end users. So it's allowing us to have that expertise to continue building a product that we see as the next generation of WESs in the market that's going to help us go to market and continue growing and saturating the market with our brand and our products there.
Let's talk challenges too. I mean, what are some of the biggest challenges currently facing the supply chain industry, and how is Waller & Associates addressing these challenges?
Yeah, so obviously COVID identified a lot of challenges to our clients that they may or may not have been aware of. There has been, you know, since COVID and going back to work post-COVID, there's significant issues in workforce, whether it's retaining workers or obtaining workers. It's a huge challenge. Companies are looking at their end-to-end supply chains more carefully now. Where are things made? What is the extended supply chain? Is it the right supply chain? We have done more logistics network analysis since COVID, than we did, probably the 5 years combined prior to that, because people are looking at their entire end-to-end supply chain strategy and their distribution network, especially within North America, to support that. So what does that mean? It means with workforce issues, people are considering automation more. They're trying to streamline their operations, both from a process perspective and a number of facilities that support their customers. They're combining facilities to make their distribution network more efficient, more effective. And they're looking at how they're going to service their customer in a new environment post-COVID.
Well, also, I mean, technology is evolving so rapidly, so often. With all these advancements happening, in addition to just changing global dynamics constantly, where do you see the future of supply chain consulting heading?
Yeah, that's a great question. So supply chain has changed, technology has changed more in the last 5 years than I saw it in the 25 years prior. Robotics, the ability to have, goods to person systems. There's so many new solutions out there that are more cost effective, that are more productive, and have the ability to change what a workforce looks like. And so as consultants, we need to be on the leading edge of that. What our role is to go to our clients and give them solutions that work for them, that have the ROI that they're looking for and the time period they're looking for, the right solution for their business, whether they're a big box retailer or a food wholesaler, so and everything in between. So it's an exciting time to be in supply chain consulting, because so much is changing so quickly, and most of those changes have a very positive impact on our clientele.
Well, based on both of y'all's extensive experience, I mean, what advice would you give to businesses ultimately looking to optimize their supply chain operations in the environment that we have today?
Yeah, so I think the biggest advice that I can give them, or I feel like the best advice that I could give them, is supply chain is changing so rapidly. I like to tell our clients, we're nothing but tour guides, right? We are just tour guides. We help them find the right solution without out making mistakes along the way that maybe myself or my leadership team has made in their careers. So don't be afraid to go out and get that tour guide. Don't be afraid to get some help to go and look at this, whether it's a third-party consulting company or a company like DCS that has hardware, software solutions. Find that tour guide that you trust and walk that path with them, because it's going to be a much easier path and you're going to have many more options to choose from to get you to the right solution.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, Kurt, where would they find that tour guide?
Yeah, and I mean, Jeff and his team do a great job of orchestrating that, but that's some of the things that DCS adds the value also is we are very, we try to stay very up to date on what technology are out there. And that would be my challenge to anybody who is looking at their supply chain to say things that you have looked at in the past now might be valuable because the market has changed so much. Technology is more affordable now than it's ever been. So it allows you to look at things that you looked at in the past and it just didn't have that ROI. Well, now it is having that ROI because labor is different now. Technology, the introduction of AI into the industry has making flexibility of the automation even more effective in the market. So don't be scared to take a step back and say, I've looked at this in the past, it never worked, but now it may work.
Right.
So just taking that step back from what you've known in the past would be important.
The climate is changing rapidly, right? So, you know, just because something didn't work a couple of years ago doesn't mean it's not going to work now. And it's probably less expensive than it was a couple of years ago.
For sure. Well, that wraps up the conversation for today. So thank you to Jeff and Kurt for joining us on today's episode to discuss the future of supply chain consulting. It was a pleasure to have you both on the podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course. And as always, if you want to learn more, please visit designedconveyor.com and look for this podcast wherever it is you get your podcasts at. I've been your host, Gabrielle. Thanks for tuning in.